Just lots of layers. Lots of, probably six layers I have on right now.
I just want to make sure I have a full fridge in case it's going to be ugly for the next couple days.
Ah, yes, this is the conversation taking place across the Midwest, especially. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What a way to start another week. Heading into the weekend, it was pretty cold, and it's getting worse. Schools are closed. There's heavy warnings about being careful when you venture out. You're being scolded about not bundling up, and for good reason, because some people have no idea how easily you could get hypothermia or even a little frostbite, thinking, ah, it's a little cold, I can handle it. Not when it feels like it's 20 below, and in a lot of spots in the Midwest, that's what they're talking about. Chicago got hit so badly. I have a cousin that lives there, and he grew up in warm weather, and boy, he is getting a dose of shoveling all weekend long. It's been awful. And the Northeast was hit as well, and there were cancellations of flights. Thousands of flights have been canceled, and through the weekend there have been problems and delays and that kind of thing. But particularly in the Midwest, the temperatures, the sub-zero freeze, it's just on. It's this dense air that causes those temperatures to go down the way they are. I mean, when you think about it, when parts of the Midwest, they're really telling you that the wind chills could drop to maybe 50 degrees below zero. Are you kidding me? I mean, are we in the Antarctic? That is cold. I can't even think about that. You know, I'm complaining if it's 15 to 18 degrees and it's a cold spell throughout the Lone Star State. But to think of feeling like it's 50 or 60 degrees below zero, that is insane. So just how cold is it where you are listening to America Tonight? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, NFL highlights. It was a wild card weekend. I will tell you at the top, my Eagles did not win. New Orleans answered the question. They answered the bell about the weather and could they come. Could Drew Brees do it? Well, the weather really wasn't such a factor so much in Philly as they thought it would be. They had like a blizzard on Friday, and they're still dealing with some snow, but nothing like what it was like at Lambeau Field, where at one point it's four below. They're handing out hand warmers and free hot chocolate to the fans who braved the temperatures. They were worried that people weren't actually going to show up. They were worried that people, which is crazy because cheeseheads love, they absolutely love their Packers, and they will absolutely suffer through unbelievable temperatures. Right from the get-go, let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, give me the skinny on what's happening in New Jersey and the weather there.
Okay, how you doing, Kate?
Good.
First, let me say Happy New Year to you real quick.
You too.
This morning started raining with ice rain, you know, frozen rain coming down. The temperature was going up to, let's say, 40. And right now, you can see this steam coming off the ground because the temperature is rising. But by tomorrow noontime, the temperature is going to be drop. And they called for minus 15 wind chill factor in New Jersey tomorrow night. And it's going to get warm, calm or warm before it's cold, you know, calm before the storm. Like.
Right.
And pipes are breaking all over the place. People's houses, the plumbing are breaking. They don't keep the water running, you know, dripping. I heard some pipes in the ground were breaking all over, like in the city and different areas. So that where you are, the temperature changes, you know, in New Jersey, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad. That 15, feeling like it's 15 below, that's scary, huh?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Now, if you watched the Eagles game yesterday and seen them people freeze in the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, you can imagine. Now, just think, this is only the beginning of winter. It's only been, what, 2 weeks in winter.
Right.
And we got a long way to go.
I know. And, I know. That's why I think the kids are going to be in school until July at this rate.
I think so, too, because we had the snowstorm. They were off Friday. And then I think they're going to call it off Monday. I'm not sure yet. I don't think so because the temperature's rising. The streets are clean. But if it gets any colder, as I said, in the following day's cold, they'll cancel school out, too. Because you're not going to take an 8-year-old kid and wait for a bus out there.
Oh, yeah, no way. Mm-mm. It's terrible.
So
the parents must be tired of the cabin fever, though. It's got to be cabin fever for a lot of families.
Exactly. You know, and the governor was smart. He called that. He said, right before the storm, he said, I want all state offices shut down and everything. So nobody on the highway. And my sister works down at a casino. She didn't go in. She called in and says, well, I'm not coming in. I can't get in. You know, and that's all right, you know. So half the people down there never made it into the casinos.
You know? Wow.
So one, it's like a domino effect. When one thing shuts down, it just keeps on going. Right down the road.
Yeah, well, Bud, you have a happy New Year. Thanks for the call, and stay warm there in New Jersey. Great update from Bud telling us about, of course, what happens. Pipes burst. People have problems when they don't run their water. And, you know, it's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo if you're lucky if it doesn't happen to you. But quite often that's what happens. It's interesting because that's in my home we've got that happening now because once you get below freezing, same thing. And I've had it happen to me. I've had a pipe freeze, and it is not fun when that happens. Got to be the worst call you make. Oh, my gosh, the water. We can't get any water. Oh, it is the worst feeling, isn't it? Because, first of all, you know you're stuck because you got to get that water going. And can you imagine the plumbers, how busy they are? So ice, snow-covered roads, high winds, treacherous conditions for a lot of people. You heard Bud say that there's no way his sister was going to make it to the casino. So it is a domino effect, as he said. A lot of businesses aren't having the people come in, obviously, but they're not having the workers there either, depending on what kind of business it is. So some of the businesses were closing, too. And to our friends listening in Fargo, North Dakota, it's a cool place to visit when it's warm. It's really tough when you're not from there and it's cold. 25 below zero in Fargo, North Dakota. Minus 31 in International Falls, Minnesota. Minus 15 in Indianapolis. In Chicago. Are you kidding? So much snow, it's ridiculous. You could have 15 snowmen on your lawn, and you keep building them because it is that polar vortex, as it's been described. All right, more about the weather and some other things as well. O&E on the flip side, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more women's lives. Just call 800-443-3091 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-443-3091. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save thousands of women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. So call today, 800-443-3091. That's 800-443-3091.
Get past the people, get past the history, man.
Coming up on America Tonight, shame, shame, shame. Things that people just shouldn't do. We got a couple of real chestnuts for you that we're going to roll out. Right now that we're talking about the buzz in this land is over the weather. Now, there are people in California who are basking in much warmer temperatures. In Florida, the people in Tampa and Orlando are complaining a bit because it's cool there. But what is cool? 40 degrees. So the people in Minnesota are laughing at that 40 degrees because of what they're going through at this point. In fact, our own Matt Johnson believes that by the time the show is over, who knows, it could be 20 below or 25 below in Minneapolis. And it's dropping fast, and that's what happens. It's, you hit one mark, and then all of a sudden you hit another mark, and really mid-morning, when you're getting around that 2, 3 a.m. time, is when you're starting to see it get extremely cold. And I think a lot of these schools were smart to call it off, knowing ahead of time that there's no way you can have kids waiting on buses, having to drive them to school, dumping them off, having them outside, you know, the whole lineup thing or whatever, and have them exposed, frankly, because it's just that cold when you're talking about these ridiculous numbers that you can hardly believe. I mean, numbers that I've never seen in my lifetime, or if they existed, is when I was paying attention to how dangerously cold it was. And I've lived in some cold places. I lived in Nebraska. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska. I've lived deep in the Midwest. I've spent a lot of time with family for months on end in Chicago, even during the winter. And I've been through some of those winters there. But the travel areas, when we're talking about Michigan and we're talking about the snow blowing in Missouri, same thing. That's part of it, too, as well. And then just the way of how quickly the temperatures can drop. It was 5 degrees at kickoff Sunday at Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers, one of the coldest ever played. Montana, it's freezing. Alabama in Birmingham. Got a couple of notes from some people in Alabama. One from Bill in Bama, who says, Kate, I don't even want to tell you where I live. Just know this, my dear. We are freezing in this state. So all the people that are complaining elsewhere, we got you covered because we're feeling the same thing. Nobody wants to go outside. Nobody wants to go outside. So I'm thinking somewhere around Birmingham, probably. And I mentioned Chicago. They were talking about minus 15 overnight temps, and they're setting daily records. And, I mean, pretty much this is all they're talking about in Chicago. They canceled classes there, and they're saying it hasn't been that cold for almost two decades. And not just in Illinois, not just in Chicago, but in a lot of the Midwest. Frostbite, hypothermia, you know how quick, boom, just like that. If you're talking, because that's the problem. You don't really think about when you're cold, you're not really thinking about frostbite and hypothermia, right? Because that's just the thing in the wacky Lifetime movie when you were bored to death and you were flipping around, you saw, or it's crazy stories you hear about people where they are off the road and they're in some place where they have unbelievably harsh weather. But now we're talking about just walking down the street and not being covered up and being out too long, where it doesn't take that long for it to happen when you're talking about 30 below. And in Michigan, they're talking about 15 inches of snow. They're talking about, in central Illinois even, they're talking about 10 inches of snow. In northern Indiana, they had 8 inches of snow. Because of the drifting snow, so many of the roads had to be closed because, you know, really, it doesn't matter. It's too cold. It's just too cold at that temperature, as it was explained to me, for rock salt to even have any effect, to really be effective. So they're telling people not to go on the roadways, and that's part of the reason why. There's just no way. Somebody told me a story about in New York, a plane from Toronto that landed at Kennedy and slid into snow on a taxiway. Nobody was hurt, but they had to shut down the airport temporarily, all the operations there, because how are they getting flights up and flights in. At O'Hare and Midway in Chicago, about 1,200 flights were canceled on Sunday. So people are also stuck, just a bad time of traveling. I mentioned that in Florida, they're saying they're complaining because it's in the 40s or even in the 30s. But see, here's what happens. You got to worry about that citrus, right? Florida oranges. And they're worried about that. They say if it's 28 degrees or lower, four straight hours, that's when the fruit freezes badly. So they're on watch, covering everything that they can. So this is pretty bad stuff. And, you know, pick your poison as to where we're talking about, where people are having a hard time and just how bad it is, whether we're talking about freeze, whether we're talking about ice. You know, what specifically is affecting you and your family? For goodness sake, make sure this is the one time you want to pay attention to the weather. This is, you know, like most people, if they watch their local news, they're waiting for the sports, right? Or maybe they're waiting for just the local news at the top, or a little spray of the national. There's something that they pick out of a newscast, a traditional television newscast. And weather is always really big. Weather now, the weather people have to be the most popular because everybody wants to know how fast, how quick, what do we do? I mean, record-setting temperatures, Midwest, Northeast too. The Northeast is feeling the same thing, and they are calling it the polar vortex that's bringing this crazy, crazy cold that some people haven't seen ever. I mean, I haven't seen, meteorologists haven't talked about it, I haven't seen it. That's what's closed those schools. That's where we're seeing it, even as it's piling up. We're seeing it possibly in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. They're saying it possibly would be minus 50 degrees. Minus 50 degrees is insane. 50 degrees. So if you're in minus 50 degree conditions, how long do you think it would take to get frostbite? It's not a trick question. Maybe 5 minutes. Maybe even a little bit less than 5 minutes. And sadly, 16 deaths have happened or being blamed directly on the storm since it cut across a big part of the country on Friday. And it's directly related, whether we're talking about something with the ice or car accidents or freezing or any of that kind of stuff. And homeless shelters, of course, lots of homeless shelters are just overflowing because any of those people that are out in the elements are incredibly vulnerable to freezing to death, and they're trying to pull in anyone that they can, anyone they see on the streets, any of that, opening even other venues to make sure that they get everybody off the street, realizing that it could end up being a disaster if people are stuck and they're trying to be on those grates, you know, laying over the grates or with blankets. That's definitely not going to cut it. So lots of flights canceled. Some people finding that the power thing is happening, but not as much as when it was just a flat-out ice storm. But it's all about, can my temperature trump your temperature? How cold is it where you are versus how cold is it where the rest of us are? And I got to say, I think North Dakota, Minnesota, they may have it locked up. They might have the temperatures locked up compared to everybody else. 50, 25, anywhere in between that, that is pretty freezing, my friends. Pretty cold to think of how do you get warm there. I mean, what is it that you're doing you're just under how many blankets and how high is your heat jacked up to so that it's comfortable? It's pretty high. I have to say, it's pretty high. That's where you warm up the car and you don't care. You're not worried about someone taking the car. You're just doing it the old way where you trust everyone. You warmed up the car and you ran back in the house. And then you ran back out in the car. You know what I'm talking about. All right, stay with us. Shame, shame, shame next.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Sorry if you are freezing wherever you are. Wrap yourself up in a big quilt. That's what you should ask for Christmas. Who has enough blankets? You know what? You can never have enough soap or blankets or candles. That's what I think. Easy presents, boom, easy peasy, and then you got something to throw on your lap and you can wrap yourself up in it. All right, time for a little shame, shame, shame. Things that should not happen. Like this story, Colorado. People lining up to get their marijuana. The price has really shot up. Oh, to be a legal drug dealer in that state. You're making some money. So a 2-year-old girl ingested pot. How did that happen? How did little Evelyn get marijuana in her system? They suspect it's a cookie she found. They're saying outside the apartment, wink, wink. It looked like a chocolate chip cookie, but it was apparently spiked with marijuana. So the daughter ate part of the cookie. She was asleep. She was opening and closing her eyes. She couldn't walk well. She was weak. She was stoned. She was stoned. At the hospital, she tested positive for THC. The ingredient, the active ingredient in pot. They do a blood test. And so, naturally, the mother feigned just shock. I can't believe it. It's a surprise. It's everywhere now that it's legal. They have it everywhere. But here's the thing. They actually don't think that she was involved in what happened with her kid. They searched the home. They tore up the home. For evidence, couldn't find anything. But they never found the cookie. That's the way the cookie crumbles. But it's not good to have a stoned little two-year-old girl. And I think there's probably more to this story of Evelyn Hernandez. So I'm going to say shame, shame, shame who's ever involved in that one. And however she got that cookie. I mean, come on. Now you got to be worried about hiding the pot from the kids. Kids get into everything. A two-year-old crawling around, it's not their fault. It's not her fault. That's terrible. I would freak out if that happened. I would freak out. All right, so let's go to something different. How about this? In North Carolina, they're saying, whoops, our bad. They inadvertently disclosed the personal information of tens of thousands of children. Children, again, getting Medicaid coverage. What happened? The State Department of Health and Human Services issued a written release saying that new Medicaid cards for almost 50,000 kids were mailed on December 30th to the wrong people. The information on the cards, so whoever got cards, the other 50,000 people, the information on the cards has the kid's name, the identification numbers, the Medicaid identification numbers, dates of birth, name of their primary doctor, personal medical information, because, you know, that's the whole thing. They're supposed to protect you under federal law that, you cannot release that information. And what happened was they're trying to review this, trying to figure out what it was, and how did these Medicaid cards get sent to these, to which addresses? How do we correct it? You know, what do we do? Because starting January 1st, remember, they allowed the agency in North Carolina and across the country to shift medical coverage for 70,000 children of low-income families, this is in North Carolina, from the state-paid NC Health Choice Program to Medicaid. So they moved it. They moved it. So how the cards were addressed to the wrong people? Who did it? Was it a computer system problem? Oh, we've heard about those before, haven't we? And nobody's saying anything. They're so tight-lipped. Every reporter in North Carolina, the biggest, the baddest, the best, they're not getting any information out of NC Health Choice or any of the people involved in this, concerned about saying too much or trying to figure it out. So there has to be some oversight here. Give me a break. Come on. They're looking into this. They're figuring out how much damage has been done. How much damage has been done? Personal information mailed to other people. You're just lucky if somebody decent gets it and calls up with the card. That is a shame, shame, shame deal. Haven't we learned anything from the rollout of affordable health care? For goodness sake, on the state level, you would think they'd be so incredibly careful about that. We've already seen this show on the national level. Why would you ever, in making these switches, why would you not double, triple, quadruple check this? They have people that work there, for goodness sake. Check, check, check. Here's another shame, shame, shame. How do you feel about politicians using their celebrity or celebrities using the power of the celeb to become a politician? I guess you could say politicians think they're celebrities and vice versa. But this is a crazy one. Steven Seagal. Did he make any movies that you like? Steven Seagal, he made one, and I can't remember the... He made one that I liked. Can't remember the name of it, actually. But he's
Siege.
Considered... Under Siege! Thank you! Oh,
the best
there's
Steven
a reason.
Seagal movie.
Yes, there is a reason why Matt Johnson is around. Absolutely, that's it. That's the only one. Everything else has been downhill from then. There might have been a couple of good scenes here and there in other movies, but I can't watch his movies, so I don't know. He's like the poor man's Jason Statham. I'll watch Jason Statham. I can deal with him and Jennifer Lopez even, or whoever, versus Steven Seagal. So what does he do? He now is considering, and I heard he's really considering, this is not a joke, he's considering running for governor of Arizona. He really is considering doing that. Why? Why is what I ask you. He has a reality series. Steven Seagal, lawman, Maricopa County. He teamed up with our pal Sheriff Joe Arpaio for the show that was shot in Arizona. It airs on a TV channel you've never heard of, a cable channel called Reels. Maybe you have heard of Reels. I don't know. So anyway, now he feels as though he's got some buzz going in Arizona, and he really, really wants to test the waters to see how much of a realistic thing this could be for him. Could he be the next governor of Arizona? Oh, my gosh. Really? I think he should stick to the crappy movies or the reality shows or whatever. I don't see it. I just don't see Seagal as the governor of Arizona. I mean, you know, Jan Brewer, I thought, did a good job. She stood up to all the bullies. And so now, come on. All right, this is a shame, shame, shame moment. If you have a brother, or maybe you have just a sister as a sibling, did you ever have a tug of war over your PBJ sandwiches, your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, PBJ? You know, did you wrestle over cheesesteaks, slice of pizza, the last hamburger on the grill? I don't know. A man was arrested Friday after a confrontation with his brother over eating habits. The two brothers, this is a problem. They lived together in Iowa, in Des Moines, in their 50s, which I don't care that they live together, except for obviously they get on each other's nerves. They made three peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They ate them in the living room. Within the next hour, one of the brothers made three of the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, more of them, and that made six. So they started to argue, why are you eating six sandwiches? And the one brother yelled at the other brother, you're lazy and you're eating again. So then what happened is Jerome Davis got so upset about his brother calling him on his sandwich eating, he pulled out a folding knife, held it to the face of his brother, threatened to cut him. When the cops arrived, they took the folding knives from Jerome Davis, who told police he made the threats against his brother because he wouldn't shut up and mind his own business about how many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches he was eating. And he said he felt as though he should be allowed to eat as much as he wanted. Now, he was charged with assault, domestic abuse with a weapon, and they took him to jail. They took him to jail. Imagine. Now, the other brother wants to forgive him, and he has to go and bail him out for this PB&J incident. Listen, if you're going to live with your sibling, whatever their habits are, tough tiddlywinks, you have to deal with them. So shame, shame, shame. Do you ever want the police to come to your house in a domestic dispute over something so ridiculous? You have no idea how many jokes are being made about this right now. Maybe they need a state law banning peanut butter and jelly sandwiches so they don't have attempted murder on their hands again. Stay with us on the flip side. Matt's got NFL highlights from a playoff weekend.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Reese rolls right, pumps, looks over the secondary, throws it, and it's caught by Lance Moore, battling his way to the goal line and in. Lance Moore for the touchdown from 32 yards out. This for the win. Pressure to snap. McCown puts it down. Graham has it on its way. Send us to Seattle, Shane.
Yes.
You've done it from 32
Woo-hoo.
Yards out. Your fourth field goal of the night. Go west by northwest, young man. The Seahawks await you there in the second round of the playoffs.
Andrew Luck out of the gun again. He will give it to Donald Brown. Donald fights his way. Now falls loose. Luck picks it up. And Luck scores! Andrew picked up the fumble and scores! Donald lost the ball to bounce right to Andrew Luck. And Andrew takes it in. First down. Luck out of the gun again. Andrew takes the snap. Sets up. Look. He's going to throw it way down there. T.Y. got it. He's going to score. The Colts have tied it on a 64-yard pass play from Andrew Luck. The T.Y. Hilton, 44-44. Out of the gun. He's got Cyrus Gray to his left side. Crowd going for Kirk. Snapping to Alex Smith. Alex is going to throw one down the sideline. Out of bounds. Colts are going to win it. The Colts are going to win it.
Rivers back, going to fade. Left side, leaping a catch with Arius Green. Breaks a tackle.
He's going to go.
Ronnie Brown at the 30. Ronnie Brown at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, Ronnie Brown. Goodbye, Cincinnati. Hello, Denver.
McDermott snaps it. Lee puts it down. Dawson kicks it up. And it is good. And the 49ers are going to Carolina. Bill Dawson kicks through the 33-yard field goal. And the San Francisco 49ers have survived Lambeau.
Oh, what a wild card weekend, my friends. I was watching. I'm sure you were watching, too. Philadelphia and New Orleans. That was our nail the score game. Nobody nailed the score, although Dan in Texas came close. Dan in Texas said the Saints 27-24. And what was the final again? 26-24. Wow. Nobody. I mean, I was so dead wrong. I said Eagles 38-27. And the Eagles couldn't get their offense together until it was too late. All the games were tight except for one. Kansas City, and you heard the calls there. Great rap by Matt. Indy wins 45-44. Kansas City had such a giant lead all the way through this game, the halfway point in the third quarter, and then Indy was just on fire. So Kansas City really blew it. I think that's one way to look at it, and then good for the Colts to take advantage of it. San Francisco wins. You heard the Dawson field goal there. And all those disappointed fans in Green Bay, 23-20. And then how about the Chargers? The Chargers eke into the playoffs. And Phillip Rivers is just, hey, there were so many turnovers. Andy Dalton just kept throwing interceptions. And the Chargers took advantage, 27-10. So it sets up for an interesting next weekend in the NFL. Matt, you were watching some of these games and parts of these games. It was crazy. The three games came down to the waning moments, and the San Diego Chargers just took advantage of Dalton having a terrible day and turnovers. And so they had it a lot easier late in the game than I think some of these other teams.
Yeah, but it's a pretty entertaining weekend all around. And
oh, yeah.
I think, for me, I thought, you know, San Francisco is the way better team, but I thought having to travel to Green Bay because of that sneaky division rule, which I hear they may be changing for next year, and they may be seeding you based on records now, because you had, what was it, Philadelphia and Philadelphia hosted the playoff game in Green Bay. Sorry,
my mind's Green Bay.
Blank. Hosting
Green
playoff Bay. Games when the two teams they were hosting had, you know, tremendous records compared to theirs.
Yeah.
But San Francisco came on top. Aaron Rodgers didn't have that good of a game, and you saw that Green Bay's defense just isn't that good, even though it was frigid in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. I think the most exciting game for me, though, was that Kansas City-Indianapolis game because it looked like such a blowout, and then all of a sudden
it was.
They come back, they score those two quick touchdowns, Indy does. And then everyone's talking about, you know, 93 with that great Houston Oilers team blowing out Buffalo. And then all of a sudden Frank Wright comes in, backup quarterback, leads the Bills to a victory, and they go on to another Super Bowl. And it's the same thing that happened here where the Colts just came back in Kansas City. I mean, all their players, all the injuries they had, I don't know what it was, but like 6 or 7 starters get lost for the game. Like, throughout the whole game. Like, that is just unheard of. And some of them are Pro Bowl players, too, like Jamal Charles. It was just crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so you're right. I mean, you know, the comeback for them, huge. Luck, 443 passing yards? Wow. I mean, crazy. That just absolutely crazy. And if you're Andy Reid and you're Kansas City, man, you got to be saying to yourself, wow, how did we do this? How did we not close the deal on this? I mean, how do we not do this? And I think Cincinnati has to be disappointed because of the turnovers that they were able to take advantage of in San Francisco. You know, what they were able to do on the road, obviously, Matt talking about that, and Green Bay, and Colin Kaepernick, when he needed to be, he got the job done. And that's it. That's that final drive where you want to eat up the clock, get down there, kick the field goal. And we saw that scenario a couple of times, and sets up for an interesting next weekend. Like I said, New Orleans at Seattle, because, you know, we've been talking about Seattle being the team we think goes to the Super Bowl. And you've got Indianapolis at New England. Then you have San Francisco at Carolina and San Diego at Denver. What do you think, Matt? Do you still think looking at this, the setup is Seattle and Denver on course to be in the Super Bowl?
I think so. I do. I mean, I really think the Sunday games for this next week are definitely the more exciting ones, where you have San Francisco at Carolina, you have the two mobile quarterbacks, the two great defenses, and the good running games, and then San Diego at Denver. It's basically just going to, I mean, I think it's going to be a shootout. You have Phillip Rivers, who had a tremendous year and is only overshadowed basically because Peyton Manning's just been ridiculous, setting the touchdown records in a season. But Phillip Rivers, I think he had like 33 touchdowns and only like 10 or 11 interceptions. He had a really good comeback year after having a horrible year last year.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I think those are the more exciting games. I think it still ends up being a Seattle, and then Seattle in Denver, but I mean, I don't really see anybody in the AFC being able to beat Denver, but you never know. And whereas Seattle, I could see them losing to a San Francisco or a Carolina just because their defenses are so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It sets up the way it is now. We'll see. We'll see how it all pours out. And I'll tell you what, there's some people that it's like San Diego in beating Cincinnati, Ken Whisenhunt. A lot of people are looking at him for maybe the Lions job, the Tennessee job, because it's almost like a lot of these offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators could be auditioning for gigs. Who knows? Because there's so many vacancies in the coaching ranks, and this is often where they'll pull the next coach from. You know, sometimes the college guys come into play, but a lot of times it's already guys in the NFL, and you would have to think that Whisenhunt, for one, would definitely end up, if he wanted to take that job, the Lions job or one of the other ones. So what a great season for him. He coasts into however far San Diego goes and then ends up, you know, with his own team. Just a question of what team it is.
And another interesting stat I heard this weekend, because Cincinnati lost again in the first round of the playoffs. The last Ohio team to win an NFL game in the playoffs was the 94 Cleveland Browns.
Oh, that is sad. Ooh, that is sad. Thanks for that nugget. That's crazy. Yeah, and the people really hoping that this was going to be the year that they were going to be able to turn it around, but no way. Turnovers, like I said, plagued them, and that was it, their history. So don't forget, we still have our Nail the Score game going on, because by popular demand, we decided to keep it around through the playoffs and the Super Bowl. So that's happening on Thursday into Friday, really Friday morning in the third hour, last two segments. Keep that in mind. A lot of you have been emailing me. We still do it. Nobody won this time around, but man, Dan in Texas, so close. New Orleans, 27-24 over the Eagles. Oh, 26-24. And we end on an It's So Cold moment. It's so cold that healthy people are kissing flu victims, hoping for a fever.
Francis! Discount double check!
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.